Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Nun Vav, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Nun Hey Amud Beis. So yesterday we began what will be a 3 daf digression, a very welcome digression from the sugyas of Perik Yesh Noichlin, Perik Misha Meis, that deal primarily with Hilchas Nachlois, with the laws of Shchiv Mera, and we began discussing halachos regarding when a child becomes a gadol. So traditionally you think a child becomes a gadol when he turns 13. But as we saw yesterday, it's rather complicated. The focus of at least the rate portion of yesterday's daf was the age of 20. And we know that the age of 20 comes up in halacha in various places. Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, daf Chav Tes on the days until a person turns 20 years old, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yoshev u'metzapa, he waits, when is this person going to get married? Once he turns 20, at that point Hashem writes him off to a certain degree. We spoke about the idea that until a person turns 20 years old, although he's a bar oinchen b'dinei adam, so if he's mechal Shabbos b'mezid with edim and asra, etc., etc., bezin would give him mises bezin. If he eats nevelos with edim and asra, bezin would give him malchus. But b'dinei shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish a person until he turns 20 years old. Where does it say that? Rashi brings it in the beginning of Parashat Chayesara. Rashi brings it in last week's Parashat Parashat Korach. It's a gemar mesach the Shabbos. Da pei tesam ibeis. We spoke out tshuvas niflois from the Neid Yehuda, from the Chacham Sofer, from the Chacham Tzvi, the Marami Prags, Kasha, the Chacham Tzvi's Teretz, the Chidah's Teretz, that's brought in the Bnei Yisoschem, Tishrei, Maim Revav. So we spoke at a lot of festerade regarding the age of 20. But the way we related it back to the Gemara was that you saw in the sugya yesterday that the idea of why a child would not become a full bar mitzvah, a full bar unchen until he turns 20 years old is based on the fact that Chazal understood that a person doesn't fully develop, he doesn't fully mature until he's 20 years old. So the Chachamim was somewhat partial to teenagers. They understood that during the teenage years, there are things going on that give a person a certain imbalance, and we're partial to him. So until he turns 20, he gets over those teenage years, there's a certain blind eye that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns towards the person, he's not a Bar Oinshin, Midinei Shamayim. How did it come into the sugyas of Mishameis? Because the Gemara said a halacha that if somebody yarshins karka from his father, and he wants to sell it, although ordinarily you'd think that once he's a gadol, he could sell it. As a matter of fact, metaltalin, even peutais, even ketanim, you find have an ability to sell. But when it comes to karka, that you yarshin, you do not have an ability to sell it until you turn 20 years old. Again, based on this idea that a person's das does not fully develop, it does not fully mature until he turns 20 years old. Either way, we're going to see today part 2 of this 3 daf series. Metz Hashem, tomorrow will be part 3. Zok tegemar, Amar Rav Hunabreid Rav Yeshua, ule edus. Although we said that a child that yarshins karka from his father does not have the right to sell that karka until he turns 20 years old, stating that he is considered a gadol before the age of 20, when he turns a bar mitzvah, with regards to other areas in Choshen Mishpat, such as Eidos. So once he turns 13 years old, he's kosher to say Eidos. Amar Mazutra said, Lo yamar ne'elul metaltli. Aval mekarkli loy. This that you're saying, that once someone turns bar mitzvah, he could already say Eidos, that's only with regards to Choshen Mishpat transactions that involve metaltlin. But if it involves karka, not. Why? Because if you're telling me that he can't sell karka until he's 20 years old, then it makes sense. He shouldn't be kosher le'edos until he's 20 either. Amalei Rav Ashi le'mazutra, ma'ishna metaltlin. Why do you think metaltlin is different than karka? Oh, this is vini zini. Because he could sell metaltlin once he becomes bar mitzvah. He can't sell karka until he turns 20. So it makes sense that same distinction should trickle down to Chasidus as well. He's a kosher aid once he's bar mitzvah, but he would it for metaltlin, but not for karka. But the Gemara says, if you're going to go with that thought process, with that methodology, we know that a child is allowed to sell metaltlin even before he becomes bar mitzvah, once he reaches the age of peutais. And there's a discussion in the Gemara, getting into Tessam and Aleph, what exactly the age of peutais is. The youngest age is kavarshis, once he's 6 or 7 years old. So if you're telling me that Hilchas Eidos is toluy in what you can or cannot do from a transaction standpoint, and it's for that reason that you're not kosher Eidos karka until you're 20, because you can't sell karka that you yarshin from your father until you're 20 years old, then based on that, you should go lekula as well, and say that a child who's already at the age of peutais, which may be as young as 6 or 7 years old, should be kosher le'edos metaltlin, being that he could sell metaltlin. If what you can or cannot sell is totally in when you are and aren't kosher le'edos, then just like you're going lechumrah and saying that someone that's bar mitzvah, he counts for a minyan, he's a bar mitzvah. But until he turns 20 years old, being that he can't sell karka, he can't say edus for karka, so go lekula as well. Say it in the reverse extreme. And say that someone who's a katan, who although he's not bar mitzvah, he doesn't count for a minyan, but being that he can sell, because he's included in the pe'utais, who mekchan mekach, umemkara memkar, he should be kosher edus, amale. So the Gemara says that Mar Zutra said, it's true. Based on this methodology, even a katan should be kosher le'edos when it comes to metaltlin, stating that there's a gzeres hakasov. The gzeres hakasov is v'amdu shneyo anoshim. Anoshim, referring to edim, you see that they have to be gedolim. If they're going to be ketanim, if they're going to be children, they will not be kosher le'edos. In other words, there's a gzeres hakasov that in order for someone to be an ed, he has to be 13 years old. He has to be a bar mitzvah. He has to be an ish. But if he's a katan, even if he's a bar dan, and even though we're dealing with metaltlin, where he can buy and sell, if he can buy and sell, he could certainly be an aid. It would make sense, as the Gemara, it doesn't matter. It's true. In Svara, maybe you're right. But there's a Gzeres HaKosov. The Gzeres HaKosov says, V'amdu shnei anoshim, that you have to be an adult, but if you're going to be a child, you're going to be posel aidus. It's interesting. Now, we spoke about this at length in the end of Masechta's Gittin. The Rambam, a very puzzling Lashon HaRambam, in Hilchas Eidos, Perek Tes Halacha Tes. So the Rambam there is talking not about a katan, he's talking about a shoita. The Rambam says, a shoita posel eidos min ha-teiru. A shoita is posel eidos. Now, if I would ask you, why is a shoita posel eidos? You would say, lefi she'enoi bardas. That's probably what you would say. So just like a shoita can't get married, he can't divorce his wife, he can't get involved in Mekach HaMemka, he's posel eidos as well. Because in order to be an eid, you have to see something, comprehend it, be able to articulate it. There's a certain level of das you would think is required in order to be an eid. So a shoita who's not a bar das, you would think is possible eidus. Let's see what the Rambam says. Ha shoita possible eidus min ha-teira lefi she'enoi ben mitzvahs. Because he's not chayv in mitzvahs. And being that he's not chayv in mitzvahs, says the Rambam, it's for that reason he's possible eidus. Freik the kesef mishnah, tzorech yun, heicha iso sh'atam shu possible lefi she'enoi ben mitzvahs. What's it to do with any ben mitzvahs? If you ask me, says the kesef mishnah, I would tell you, a shoita is possible eidus because he's not a bar das. And there's two parts to the question. Number one, why did Rambam need a new reason? Say more pasha, it's not about that. So number two, where did Rambam get this idea, Bechlal, that someone that's not chayiv in mitzvahs is pasul? What's up to a chayiv mitzvahs? You don't count for a minyan until you chayiv in mitzvahs. You don't put on tefillin until you chayiv in mitzvahs. But what does Hilchas Eidos have to do with being chayiv in mitzvahs or not chayiv in mitzvahs? So last, when we learned Masechtas Gittin, we spoke at a tshuva min a flaw for Ramosha. Ramosha was very young at the time that he wrote this tshuva. It was Negeya, a person that was suffering from some bipolar issue. And he had got married, wanted to divorce his wife. And the question was whether he was competent enough to be able to divorce his wife or if he wasn't competent enough. So we actually had a rabbi on this recently, but the point is that this person met Ramosha, and Ramosha realized that this person was a shaita. He clearly wasn't mit the alamin, but he was a shaita b'dover echad. The dover echad one, he thought he was Mashiach. Ramosha writes in the tshuva, he used to walk around like other Marishan kaidam achet, and he said that if he didn't get an aliyah, he would be meicha. He says one time he was in shul, they didn't give him an aliyah, he got really upset, so he went to the Aron Kodesh, he did vayivim soya aron, he took the Sefer Torah, he ran for his life to try to find his own minyan, because how could he, Mashiach, not get an aliyah? But the bottom line is, Ramosha ended up allowing this person to divorce his wife. It was a chiddush gadol, and he based it on the fact that this person was a shaita, but he was only a shaita b'davarecha. And the Rambam, and Ramosha said, a chiddush, that a shaita b'davarecha is really not a shaita in all areas of halacha, other than Hilchos Eidos. And he based it on this Rambam here. If you want, you can listen to the Rebbe. It was posted last week. But I just think, in terms of what's the makar to this Rambam, where did Rambam get this idea that someone that's not a bar mitzvah is possible? It's the Gemara we just learned. Because you see, the Gemara said that even a katan whose das developed earlier than the age of Bar Mitzvah. He's included in the Pe'utos. Shemekcha Mekach, Umemkara Memkar. That means he's technically a Bar Das. Based on that, you'd think he should be Kosher Leidos. Says the Gemara, he's still Pasul Leidos. Why? This is Gzeres HaKosov. The Gzeres HaKosov is, V'amdu Shneyo Anoshim, Anoshim V'lei Ketanim. You have to be an Ish. Zoy Soy Meres, there's a Halacha that you have to be Bar Mitzvah. You have to be 13 years old in order to be an Eid. So what the Rambam is saying is that not only is a shaita pasul eidos because he's not a bardas, but even if you're going to find an example where a shaita maybe is a bardas, just like I could find an example of a katan's a bardas, what's the example? Pe'utos, he's a bardas, still he's going to be pasul eidos. Because just like a katan is a smite, why is he a smite? Because he's not a bar mitzvah, that's the way the Rambam understood it, so too a shaita would be in a smite because he's not a bar mitzvah either. Either way, zok tegemar vayt omra meimar umatan osay matan. So even though we said that someone younger than 20 years old who inherits land from his father sells it, the mecher is not a mecher, if he gifts it, he doesn't sell it, he just gives it to somebody as a gift, the matana is going to be a matana. Amalei Rav Ashi la meimar. So Rav Ashi told a meimar, makes no sense. Hashta umaz vini the makabel zuzi hamet loy madach. If he sells it, where he's getting something in return for his sale, he's getting money. You're telling me that the mecher is not a good mecher? Why? Because we don't trust his judgment. We don't think that he's competent enough, he's mature enough to be able to go through with such a sale. Dilma meizel umaz, because we're afraid that he may not sell it for the right price. He may take too little money. It's kol shkei matana, delay matli b'lo midi. So it's only matana, he's not getting anything in return. It shouldn't be good. Amalei say, told him, l'tameich, according to you, zavin chamisha b'shisa hachi namet esvini esvini. So you're telling me it's all about, you're afraid that this person's getting a bad deal. If that's the case, so let's say you know for sure he's getting a good deal. He's taking something that's worth five, and he's selling it for six. Are you going to tell me it's a good mecher? You know it's not. The Chachamim said, you can never sell karka that you inherit from your father until you turn 20 years old. Ella must be. Kimdul Rabbanon. The Rabbanon felt the Yenuka Mikra Vadaiti Gabizuzi. Children like money. The Amrit Zvine Zvini. And if you're going to tell him that he could sell Zimni the Makarka Shalezuzi, someone's going to come. He's going to start dangling money in front of him. Azul Mazbul Kula Nixi Davu. And he's going to end up selling everything. Ava Gabi Matana. When it comes to Matana, Ilab the Havale Hanam Mine, Le Haviyav Le Matana. People don't just give gifts. Meaning, our concern is that children get infatuated with money. And they don't really understand how much money, how little money, but money for some reason resonates by them, resonates by most people. But it certainly resonates in an immature way when it comes to children. So if you're going to allow them to sell, we're afraid before you know it, they're going to just sell everything. Matana, kid's not necessarily going to give away a gift. It's not that he's too incompetent to know what he knows what he's doing. He's just tempted by money. So if you tell him he could sell, then there's a concern. He may sell for too little money. But a gift, he's not just going to give away a gift. And if he gives it, there must be something that he's getting in return. The Rabbanan said, he wants to give a gift. I'm not so worried about matanas. I'm worried about sales. You know why? Because there's money involved. And once there's money, you're going down a slippery slope. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Boitgin, Likidushin, Ligerishin, so we mentioned yesterday, we mentioned this many times, this is one of the more important halachas that comes up over and over and over again, and that is that people have a misconception. People think that when does a boy become bar mitzvah? When he turns 13 years old. When does a girl become bat mitzvah? When she turns 12 years old. It's a mistake. A boy doesn't become bar mitzvah when he turns 13, and a girl doesn't become bat mitzvah when she turns 12. A boy becomes bar mitzvah when he brings two siris. A girl becomes bat mitzvah when she brings two siris. The reason we always attribute bar mitzvah to 13 and bat mitzvah to 12 is because of Rava's chazaka, whose makar is a mesechtes nida, and that is, Rava said, when a child turns 13 years old, boy, a girl, 12, there's a chazaka that he or she already brought two siris. But it's based on the fact that we're assuming that there's two siris that we can go and operate under the impression that these are gedoyim, not ketanim. But if you know for sure that the zohar did not bring two siris when he turned 13, or that the nekeva didn't bring two siris when she turned 12, then he's not going to be a gadol, and she's not going to be a gedoyim. That's why we only rely on the chazaka for certain things. We don't rely on the chazaka for other things. We mentioned that's why mitzvah boys don't lay parsha zohar, because it's a din d'oraisa. We don't want to rely on the chazaka for a din d'oraisa. But really, you don't become bar mitzvah until you bring Shtei Cyrus. It's based on that, that Rav Nachman said over in the name of Shmuel, a very important halacha, that if a 13-year-old wants to get married, we don't just let the marriage go down. We're baidik. We make sure Does he have two Sairas? Does he not have two Sairas? So if a 13-year-old wants to daven for the Amid, Ma'ariv, in the middle of the week, there's no Bedika. We allow him daven for the Amid. We rely on the Chazak of the Rav. But if he wants to be Mekadesh and Isha, Baitke, we have to make sure, the Gerishin. Or if he wants to divorce his wife, the Gemara is going to ask, if he got married, they must have done a Bedika already, so why is it Negei again, the Gerishin? Or the Chalitza, let's say a girl who's going to be receiving Chalitza from a Yavam. There too, we would have to do a bedikah to make sure she's a gedolah. Ulim miyunin. Let's say a girl got married, kedushay miyun, kedushay derabanan. With halachas, as long as she's a ktana, she can leave her marriage. We have to be bedik to make sure that she's not a gadol. The limker b'nichseyav v'achyei ben esrim. And so too, with regards to this halacha, we do a bedikah to make sure that this 20-year-old who wants to sell the nechasim that he inherited from his father, we have to make sure that he's in fact 20, that he's in fact a gadol. Fake the gemara, keep the bedikah. The kedushin, the gerushin, lamad. You mentioned kedushin, you mentioned gerushin. Once he did a bedikah for kedushin, why do you have to do another bedikah for gerushin? Le'nitzruch el le'yibon. So the gemara says a geshmak eteretz. You know where it's negeya? It's negeya yibon. Tonight we're going to the mission of Ventation of if someone's 9 years old and it was Bal Yevimtoi Kana, that loch is that the Yibum is Chal. It means it's possible, it's a good trivia question, for a cotton to get married. How could a cotton get married? Yibum. Yibum works once you're 9 years old. The Zika, right? With Yibum, you start off on second base. You already have the Zika. You already have a big part of the Ishus. All the Yavam and the Yavama need to do is really close the deal. But most of it is already there. So even a katan can do Yibum. Some Bentesha, Shan of Yemecha, Chabal, Yevimtoi, Kana. But even this Yavam, if he wants to divorce this woman, he would have to wait until he's a gadol. That's where it's Nogeya, the Bedika for Gerishin, which first goes into effect once he becomes a gadol. The Chalitza, what about Chalitza? Lafukim et Rabbi Yosi, Damet, Ishkas, Beparsha, Aval Isha, Meng, Dele, Bechink, Tano, Kam, Ashbalot, Makshin, Ishalish, the like Rabbi Yosi. It's really based on Rabbi Yosi's Chiddish. Rabbi Yosi held that only the Yavam or the Chaylitz has to be an adult. The girl, the Yavama, the Chalutza, does not have to be an adult. Kamash Malan, this halacha of Rav Nachman, the name of Shmuel, that we don't paskin like Rav Yossi. We paskin that in order for a ketana to obtain Chalitza, she has to prove first that she's a gedola. Thus, we need to do a bedikah ulemi yunin, we're boydik for miyun, to make sure that she's still a ketana, that she's not a gedolah. Lafuki mit Rabbi Yehuda, dama hachiyar b'shacher, kamash malon, the lake Rabbi Yehuda. There's a shittas Rabbi Yehuda that holds that a girl's allowed to do mian even when she becomes a gedolah. Hachiyar b'shacher, once she has more shacher, more here, ba'isem makim, than not, that's the time that she's not allowed to do mian anymore. But two Cyrus would not disqualify her from being able to do mian. Kamash malanda, what are we baidik? We're baidik shtei Cyrus. We don't have to check to make sure that it's yar b'shachar. The limka b'nichseyav v'achei ben esrim, what's the chiddush of that? Afuki mimando amar ben shmoina esrim. It's coming to exclude the mandama that said that the age is not 20, the age is really 18, says the Gemara. So we had a whole bunch of different halachas regarding the halachis of when a child matures. V'hilchas. So what's the bottom line? Number one, teichs manoi, kilif neiz manoi. So we had two shitas when someone who yarshins land from his father's allowed to sell the land. Both in the name of Rav Nachman. Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Huna Bar Chinina Amar Rav Nachman. The first shita was 18, the second shita was 20. But there was an ibay in the Gemara yesterday. When we say 18, does it mean 18 full years? What we would call an 18-year-old? Or does it mean once the child enters his 18th year? Meaning once he turns 17. With regards to the shita that holds 20. Is it 20 or is it really 19? Paskins the Gemara, Hilchasa Toichzman, the 18th year, the 20th year is Kelifnezman, is too young. Meaning you have to be 18 or 20, not 17 or 19 respectful. The Hilchasa to Gidol Bar Menashe. The halacha is like Gidol Bar Menashe of yesterday's that. What did Gidol Bar Menashe say? That the only time you have to be either 18 or 20 is if you're in a yodeya betiv masa umat. Remember Gidol Bar Menashe's psak halacha regarding there was a 14-year-old girl who was mature enough. She understood business. She was a chevraman. So this 14-year-old girl was allowed to sell nichsei aviv even though she was younger than the required age because she was a yodas. Betiv. So that's a lochel ma'isa. So although it's true, 18 or 20, and it's toich zmanoi kelifte zmani, you need the full age, but it's only assuming that you're not a yedei b'tiv ma'aso ma'at. If you understand business, then the loch is going to be different. V'hilchas ha'gemar zutra. That loch is like gemar zutra. That was the first halacha we saw this morning regarding edus. That in order to say edus of karki, you'd also have to be 18 or 20 years old. But with regards to metalfluin, 13 would be enough. Why not younger than 13? I pu'utais, the teretz is, va'amdu shneyo anashim, gzeres akasov. You have to be a bar mitzvah, like the Rambam says. You have to be chayiv mitzvahs. V'hilchas ha-kamemer. The halacha is like a mamer. That was the second halacha we saw this morning. That even though until you turn 20, you can't sell, but you could give a matana. Selling, there we're uncomfortable because we think that someone's going to entice this person with money and this person's going to do something foolish. But a gift where there's no money involved, we trust that this child is not going to give away his father's thing for nothing unless he feels he's getting something in return. And finally, the halachas of Rav Nachman and Mashmul, the halachas of Rav Nachman and Mashmul, regarding all those last halachas. What were the last halachas? We're Baidik, Shtei Cyrus, for Kedushin, Wubaydik, for Gerushin, Wubaydik for Chalitza, which by the way was a Chiddush, because that's like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said a Ketana could do Chalitza. We all the Ketana can't do Chalitza. Wubaydik Shtei Cyrus for Miyurin. That was also a Chiddush. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Miyurin has nothing to do with Shtei Cyrus. It's totally in Yar B'Shachar. And the Limkar B'Nichseyav Achei Ben Esrin, and that's the punchline, I guess. We also Paskin, like Rav Nachman HaMashmul, that the age is not 18 years old, but rather the age is 20. So really, there's a lot to talk about now. We'll just finish the daf, and we're going to come back to the rate. Zok Dimishna Vayter, and we return to our regular program, which are the sugyas of Shchiv Merah. So, we Shdivrei Shchiv Merah, Kichsuvim V'chimsurim Dami. That's underpinned a lot of what we've been talking about for the last few weeks. Marnach Kuf Mem Zayin, and Aleph, brought four Mekairis to Divrei Shchiv Merah, Kichsuvim V'chimsurim Dami. The first two were extra words in the parish of Nachleis and parish of Pinchas. It says Vahavartem, didn't have to. It says Unasatem, it didn't have to. The other two were more from Navi, Chizkiyo, Achitofel of now, Achitofel fame, but either way. So we had the Aloch of Divrei Shchiv Merah Kichsuv Mechimsurim Navi. Tosfos Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph said that it's really only an Asmach, it's not a real Din Deiraisa. This, that Divrei Shchiv Merah Kichsuv Mechimsurim Navi is not a real Din Taira. It works with Hafker Bez and Hafker, we spoke about that already. Says the Mishnah that although it would seem to be axiomatic, universally accepted, that Divrei Shchiv Merah Kichsuv Mechimsurim Dami, you have to wait till the very 50 blot or so of Hilchas Nachlois to find out that not everybody agrees with that.
I'm a Chalif Nechasav Al Piv. I want to ask you, when I was younger, we were learning that Besdin sets up a Petrupus for the Ketanim. Does that mean age 18 and 20? Or does that mean...
So usually you think of a Ketanim as being under Bar Mitzvah.
Right.
So Limker b'nichsayov, they would need an apotropos until they turn 20 years old.
B'chayra,
if he can't sell it himself, he would need the apotropos. Very interesting. Yeah, I think you're right. Zok de Mishnah, I'm a chalik nechasav al piv. So this is a shchiv merah. He's giving away his nechasim, and he's doing it al piv. He's relying on divrei shchiv merah. Rabbi Loza says, echad bari, the echad mesukin. It doesn't matter how healthy he is, or how loyalenu unhealthy he is. Nechasim sheyesh lamachrayis. If the nechasim he's giving away are yesh lamachrayis, such as karka, nikne mekasir shlava chazaka. You know how the recipient would have to acquire them? The same way you always acquire Nechazim Shleish HaMachrayis. Keset Shtar Chazaka. V'she'en LaMachrayis, if we're dealing with Metalflin, Ein Nikten Elab Meshicha, you'd have to do a classic Meshicha. In other words, Rabbi Loza told us, in a sort of roundabout way, that there are no privileges that we give to the Shchiv Merah. You're a Shchiv Merah, you're giving your Nechazim away, you know how you give it away? The same way a bari gives away his nechasim. You make a kinyan. It's karka, kesef, shtar, chazaka. It's metaltlin, meshicha, whatever. The point is, there's no special privileges for the shchiv merah. We do not say, divrei shchiv merah, kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. Amrulai. So they told Rabbi Loza, ma'isa b'imen shel b'nei ruchel. There was a story with the mother. Again, this is not the infamous ruchel, although she is somewhat infamous, as we'll see tomorrow. But ma'isa b'imen shel b'nei ruchel, she chayla, she wasn't well. V'amru, and they said, tenu. She had a piece of jewelry. She said, I want you to give it to my daughter. Not to my daughters-in-law. It was worth 12 mana. Umesa. And she died. And they did what she had instructed them to do. Under the impression that being that she said it, it happened. Because divrei shchiv merah, kichsuv v'chimsurim dami. So unrelated, they told Rabbi Loza, how could you tell me that when a shchiv merah has no privileges, and you don't say divrei shchiv merah kichsuv v'chimsurim dami, ma'isa shahoya kachoya. Right, sometimes you find the Mishnayos that Chachamim brought rayas from a story. Here's a story, ma'isa b'iman shal b'nei ruchel. Hence, Rabbi Loza told the b'nei ruchel, tig brein iman. Don't get me involved with the b'nei ruchel. We'll see more about them tomorrow. But tig brein iman, she wasn't a good person. This wasn't a good family. You certainly can't bring rayas from what went down in the family of the Bnei Ruchel to what halacha lemaisa is. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right. To what the halacha lemaisa is going to be. Tanya, Amar lehen Rabbi Eliezer Chacham. Rabbi Eliezer told the Chacham, Maisa b'Moroini. There was a story with a Moroini. So I'm assuming this fellow came from Meron. Maisa b'Moroini echad shehayu b'Yerushalayim v'hayu loy metaltlin harbi. He had a lot of metaltlin. U'bikesh tutna b'matana, and he wanted to give away as a gift. He was dying. Amrulai, ein lehem takana ad sheyikna al gav karka. You want to give it away? You have to be maknet. You want to be maknet? I'll give you a good way to do it. Do it bekinyan agav. Holach, he went. V'lokach beisel, he didn't have any karka. So he bought a little bit of land. Samachli Rishalayim. V'amar, and he said, Tzvoynoi leploini, the northern part of this property that I bought, I want this to go to Reuven. The Imoy, and he should be koine bekinyan agav, meyat soin, umeyat chavyas. Right, think about it. If you wanted to be koine meyat soin and meyat chavyas, it'd be a very tedious process. You have to start doing a lot of mashichas and agbos. But kinyan agav is much easier. Just do a little kinyan, nal gadar or parats, and a little bit of karka. Kinyan agav was very practical. Bekinyan agav, you could be koine meyat soin and meyat chavyas. So that's what he did. V'droi moin, he went to Darim Luploin. The oin, he said, I want the Darim side to go to Shimon. The Imoy meyat soin. And then he died. So they were trying to say that you see from here, what was Rabbi Elazar trying to say? You don't say divrei shchiv mara kichsurim chimsurim dami, because we seem to have had a shchiv mara who wants to give away his possessions before he died, and he had to go through a kinyan agav. What do you have to go through a kinyan agav? Divrei shchiv mara kichsurim chimsurim dami. Elamai says Rabbi Elazar, you see from here that it doesn't work that way. But at the end of the day, you have to follow darkei akinyanim. Nuchasim sheish la machrayis kesef shtar v'chazaka. Nuchasim sheim la machrayis meshicha, whatever. But the point is, you have to follow gidrei kinyanim. Amru leid the chacham told him misham raya. You're bringing me a ride from that story. You didn't have all the facts. Moroini Bariyayas. Moroini. He wasn't not well. He was okay. He was fine. It just so happens he died. So it threw you off. After this Mesa, he dropped dead. But at the time, he wasn't a Shchimera. That's why there was no Divrei Shchimera Kichsuvim Chimsurim Dami. That's why he had to be Machnetim. And that story, he did it. Bekinyan Agav. But had he been okay, had he been not okay, had he been a shchivmera, he would not have had to go through this process, because in fact the halacha is divrei shchivmera kichsuvim v'chimsurim tamis. So now let's go back to part two of the raid regarding the halachas of a katan. So two halachas. So we had here Rav Nachman said at the name of Shmuel, boitkin lekedushin legerishin ulechalitza. And this is all predicated on the idea that even though we think someone becomes bar mitzvah when he turns 13, and someone becomes bat mitzvah when she turns 12, it's not the case. Really, it's Tali and Cyrus. 13 and 12 is a time that it's presumed that the person brought Cyrus based on the Chazaka Derava. We rely on the Chazaka Derava for certain things, but not for all things. So when it comes to Kedush and Gerish and Chalitza, Miyun, Velimka, and Nichseyaviv, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, in those cases, you'd have to go ahead, you'd have to be Baitik. But one thing would seem to be rather intuitive, and that is if you have a 13-year-old boy, and you know for sure that he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, he's a cop. Because the whole Naila of being 13 years old is the Chazaka Derava. But really, Godless is not Tali in 13. It's Tali in Shtei Cyrus. So if you have a child who turns 13 and you know for a fact that he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, you have to push him to Bar Mitzvah. He's L'chaira, not Bar Mitzvah. Because Bar Mitzvah is Tali in Cyrus. Again, we're not Baidik. Only for certain things we're Baidik. But for most things, we're not. But really, if you knew for sure that there were no Shtei Cyrus, I think it's rather obvious that the assumption would be that this child would not become Bar Mitzvah. Stating that, I'm going to tell you an interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's tucked away. It's a Cheshem Mishpat. Simin Zayin, Sivkot Yud Gimel. How old do you have to be in order to be a Dayan? So this morning we had, how old do you have to be in order to be an eight? How old do you have to be in order to be a Dayan? Yesh Ha'imrim She'enei Roi Lodun Elimi Ben Yud Ches V'mayla V'hevi Shtei Cyrus. You have to be at least 18 years old. If you're not 18 years old, you're not old enough to be a Dayan. V'yesh Ha'imrim, and some say, Demi Ben Yud Gimel V'mayla Kasher. Once a boy turns Bar Mitzvah, he turns 13, he's already Kasher, but here's the punchline, V'afilu Loi Hevi Shtei Cyrus. Even if he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, meaning even though he's technically not a God, but once he turns 13 years old, the halacha is he's kosher to be a dayan. This yesh oimrim, mekar is a Yerushalmi. All the rishonim bring it. There's a shita that's a Yerushalmi that a child becomes ro'i to be a dayan once he turns 13 years old, even though he didn't bring Shtei Seiris. And at first glance, the Shita of Yerushalmi is Tamua. Because what's the maila of being 13 if you don't have two Seiris? Mamonavshach. Do you have to be a Gadol? Then you should have to have two Seiris. And if you're going to tell me you don't have to be a Gadol to be a Dayan, as long as you're smart, you're a Charif, right? There's a lot of other prerequisites one needs to be in order to be a Dayan. That's another story that the Mechaber is not talking about. The Mechaber is discussing more the age component. But if you're going to tell me that we don't care how old you are, as long as you're a Charif, you understand the halachas, then why do you have to be 13? As long as you're smart enough, you're intelligent enough. Pu'utais, mekha mekha, humem karam emka. It's possible for a child to be a bar das. So, manavshach, you have to be a gadol, you should be Shtei Seiris. And if you don't have to be a gadol, then why are we married to this number 13? Who cares if you're 13, 12, 9, 6, or 4? As long as you're a charev, kevar shis, kevar sheva, where you already find ketanim, we're assumed sometimes to be b'nei dais pachazal, that already should be enough. Nemesis is that if you look in that chreinim, because of this, they're matchik, pashup shan in the Yerushalmi. The Bach says that really, midai raisa, you have to say, a cotton could be a dayan. It's only midrabbanon that Chum didn't want that a cotton should be a dayan. But they said that as long as this cotton already looks like a gadol, he turned 13 years old. So at that point, even though really he's not a gadol, klape shmaya, because if you do the bedika, you're going to see he's still a cotton. But he turned 13, he looks like a gadol, everyone thinks he's a gadol. So at that point, the Chachamim said, oikne dine adai raisa, and we'll let him be a dayan. But the Pshat in Yerushalmi is based on the fact that midai raisa, you don't have to be a gadol. Because if midai raisa, you would have to be a gadol, he's not a gadol. Midai raisa, cotton is fine. It's just the Rabbanu didn't want a 6-year-old to be a dayan. They wanted someone that looks like a gadol. Oh, he's 13 years old, he already looks like a gadol. I didn't bring Shtei Seiris, nobody knows. The bottom line is, he looks like a gadol. Since he looks like a gadol, that's going to be enough. The Tumim, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, says a similar mahalach. He says this Yerushalmi was talking about a dayan who is a member of a 3-dayan tribunal. Dine Mominus Peshloisha. We're going to start Masach Sanhedrin in a few weeks. You need 3 dayanim to pass Dine Mominus. But the Gemara says it's only Midrabbanan that you need 3. Midai Raisa, 1 would be enough. Certainly if he's a mumcha, 1 would be enough. We're talking about where this is, this child that's being a dayan is not the only dayan. It's a dayan that already, Bezdin, that already has a yachid mumcha. He's just latching on to be Mekayim Adin the Rabbanan. So midai raisa, you don't need him. It's only midai rabbanan you need him. So the rabbanan again didn't want to have a full-fledged katan. They said as long as he looks like a gadol, that's going to be enough. But enochinami, if you need him to be the dayan, you need a gadol. And if you turn 13 years old and you're loy hevi Shtei Seiris, you are not a gadol. Stating that, I think there's a very obvious tsushtel to this. I think there's a very Rama Mafla. I think there's a very obvious tsushtel to this, and that is, we're familiar with the halacha of, it's fine, we're familiar with the halacha of muf, actually I could use it, Rambam Hilchos Nedarim, Hafla. There's a well-known halacha of mufla samachlish. It says in the parish of Nedarim, Ishki Yafli, and we learn from there a halacha that you would think that in order for a person to be able to make a neder, he would have to be bar mitzvah. Stating that, there's an idea of mufla samach le'ish, that even before a person turns bar mitzvah, his neder could be a neder, his nedava could be a nedava, his hektish could be hektish, his erichin could be erichin, his naziris could be a naziris. You don't have to be a gadol. Mufla samach le'ish, that's enough for a person to be able to make a nedava. So what's the definition of a mufla samach le'ish? Rashi's shita throughout Shas. Is a mufla samach le'ish is a 12-year-old boy or an 11-year-old girl. 1 year before bar mitzvah, you're considered a mufla. Mufla is miloshem pela. You're wondrous, you're smart, you're intelligent. That stage, a person is already old enough to be able to make an adab. But the Rambam has a different shita. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet, says as follows. Hoyul vihigiyu lishnei hagedoylin. Once a boy turns 13 years old, nidreim kayomim, his neder is chal, and afal pishalei hevi simonim, even though he didn't bring Shtei Seiris yet, v'adayim v'inasu gedoylim l'chol davar, and he didn't become a gadol l'chol davar, still his neder is going to be a neder. The dover zem divrei Torah. It's a din d'iraisa. Sha'amufla hasamach le'ish hektesh hektish v'nedar of nedar. One more time. Hayu v'giyu l'shnei hagdolim. Once a child turns 13 years old, nidreim kayom his neder schal. Afal pishloi hevi simonim. Even though he didn't bring simon, va'adayin le'nasuk dem l'chol dover. Meaning he didn't become a gadol yet. L'chol dover. magic words. V'dovar zeh, says the Rama, midivrei Torah, it's a din d'oraisa, sha'amufla ha'samuch le'ish, hekdei she'hekdish v'nedar v'nedar. So the Rambam said a few things. Number one, the Rambam says, mufla samuch le'ish is a din d'oraisa. Let's start the conversation there. Number two, says the Rambam, what's the definition of a mufla samuch le'ish? It's not a 12-year-old boy. It's a 13-year-old boy. If he's 13, he's not mufla samuch le'ish. He's an ish. It's a 13-year-old boy who didn't bring shtei sayas. Says the Rambam that even though he didn't bring simonim, v'adayin lo nasu gedolim l'chol davar, which means he's not a full-fledged adult. He's not an adult l'chol davar. But for some things, we're going to treat him as an adult. And it's for that reason that his neder is going to be a neder. So we have a Rambam, where the Rambam already was mechadish this new idea that you have someone who became 13 who didn't bring Shtei Cyrus. We don't say 13 without Cyrus is nothing. No, it is something. It's mufla samuch le'ish. And the Rambam says that he's not a gadol l'chol davar, but michlal lav atashomei ahen. What do you see from that? The fact that the Rambam said he's not a gadol l'chol davar, that epis vos, this 13-year-old, even though he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, is going to be considered a gadol. The Rambam in Hilchos Shgogos, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad Shabbat Shivcha Charufa, a 9-year-old boy that was born Shivcha Charufa. So what's a Shivcha Charufa? Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Akiva that it's a chetzio Shivcha v'chetzio bas chayrin who married an Eved Ivri. So even though somewhat she's an Eishes Ish, and ordinarily if someone's boil an Eishes Ish, she's chay misa. She's different. If someone's boil her, he only has to bring a carbon asham, an asham shivcha charufa. So says the Rambam, a 9-year-old boy, a cop, who was bal shivcha charufa, he loika, she brings, she gets malchus, for who may be carbon? He brings a carbon. Says the Rambam, v'yirali, at what age does he bring the carbon? Can't bring it right away. You know why? Because he's 9 years old. She'enoi nevi ad she'yagdil v'yir bendas. You know when he brings the carbon? When he becomes a gadol, and he becomes a bardas. But before then, he can't bring a carbon. The rugged of a guy, it's often as paneach, hot gestelt, belashoine hazov shal a Rambam. Anche yagdil v'yir, what does v'yir ben das mean? What should the Rambam have said? Anche yagdil. He's 9, he can't bring a carbon. You know when he's going to be able to bring a carbon? When he becomes bar mitzvah. So the Rambam should have said, v'inoi mevi carbon, anche yagdil. Why did Rambam have to add, anche yagdil v'yir ben das? Every word in this is prime real estate, the Rambam. You can't just varf l'shoynis in Yad Chazaka. Every square foot's worth a lot of money. So the Rambam goes and he says, Ad sheyagdol v'yir bendas. What's the v'yir bendas? Zok derogach of a goyin. You know what the Rambam was alluding to? He was alluding to his own chiddush in Perek Yudalef Hilchos Hadar Malachi Dalet. Because the Rambam holds that there's two shiurim in gadlos. There's the shiur when you become a gadol l'chol davar. When is that? When you turn 13. And you bring Shtei Cyrus, and then there's this year when you become a gadol, where you're not a gadol yet, l'chol davar, but you're a gadol for some things. When is that? When you're a mufla, when you have das. And the Rambam says 13 without Cyrus is that age of mufla samach leish. So the Rambam said, "Enoi mevi ad sheyagdol hadirogach abegoyin gezok." I would have thought that he means until you're a full fledged bar mitzvah boy. What is that? You're 13 and you have Shtei Cyrus. So Dr. Rambam, that's not what it means. It's enoi mevi ad sheyagdol. The year ben das, it's you don't need to be a full fledged gadol. All you need is das. Once you're a mufla samach le'ish, epis vos, you're a gadol. You're a gadol. You already have das. Are you a full fledged gadol? No, you're not gadol l'chol davar. But on some level, you are a gadol, and that's what the Rambam is. The Rambam l'shitasai that the Rambam holds this two shiurim in gadlus. There's gadol, which means you're 13 with two Shtei Cyrus. That's when you're a full-fledged gadol. But there's also a godless when you're not a full-fledged gadol. But on some level, with regards to certain halachas, you are going to be treated a gadol. The Rambam said it clearly in Hilchos Nedarim and Perek Yud-Alef Halacha Dalet, when he describes the mufla samach le'ish, he refers to him as a gadol that's not a gadol l'chol davar. Clearly implying that for some things he is a gadol, and that's what the Rambam meant over here, that he doesn't have to wait at sheyagdol until he becomes a full-fledged gadol. But at sheyagdol v'yeh ben das, as long as he's a mufla samach le'ish, as long as he has das, that's enough godless that you would need in order to bring a carving. I'm going to tell you a third Rambam. Listen to this. The Rambam is in Hilchos Soita, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam has a list of the Elu Hanoshim She'ina Ruyim Lishtais. These are women that even though they technically follow the steps of Soita, but they don't drink the Meisaita. And Rambam has a list of women, the Chamesh Esrei Noshim. So you have the Chamesh Esrei Noshim in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos. You have the other Chamesh Esrei Noshim, the 15 women that don't drink the Meisaita. Says the Rambam, the Elohein, Arusa, Vishemeres Yobam, Viktana Ish Sagadal, and this is the one we need. Vigdoyla Ish Sakatan. A Gdoyla Ish Sakatan says the Rambam doesn't drink Meisaita. So let's play it out. You have a Katan, he's married to a Gdoyla. Kinui, Stira, you bring her to Bezdin. Whoa, he's a katan, she's a gdaila, there's no saita. Why not? Because she's a gdaila, ish sakat. Freitim chaschinuch. In mitzvah shin samachay, how in the world could you have a gdaila, ish sakatan? How is it even possible? A katan can't marry. Talk to minchaschinuch, we just learned it tomorrow. Yibo, he was a bentesh son of Yoy Nachod, he was miyabim her, then marry now midday raisa, that's where it's going to be negate. Alternatively, says the Mechaschenech, it could be this has to do with a shita's re-barzeli that the Noi Debi Huda brings in a few tshuvas. There was this very mechudish shita that some of the place can bring, that it could be a father, could be mekadesh his son, on his son's behalf, because of zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. But either way, says the Mechaschenech, that's probably what you're going to have to say. But I'm going to tell you something else. Zok the Meisere Keach. You know what's pshat in this Rambam? It's the Rambam L'shitasei. When the Rambam says katan, the Rambam didn't mean he's a full flake. He doesn't mean he's 9 years old. He doesn't mean he's 10 years old. He means he's 13 years old, but he didn't bring Shtei Sairis. And if he's 13 and he didn't bring Shtei Sairis, that means he's a katan. But Memarav Shach, if he's a katan, then how did he get married? The Teretz is the Rambam holds that once someone turns 13, even though he doesn't bring Shtei Sairis, he gets certain halachas like a gadol. His nedarim on nedarim. He could bring a carbon. The Hashem Shivcha Charufa, like the Rogach of a Goyim, was Medayik in the Rambam Perek Tesel Cheshkogis. He could be Mekadosh and Isha as well. So he could be Mekadosh and Isha. So from that standpoint, we view him as a gadol. But at the same time, being that he's not a gadol l'chol davar, we still view him as a katan in Hilchas Saita. So in Hilchas Kedushin, he was a gadol. In Hilchas Saita, he was a katan. But you have to know how to slice and dice this. You have this in between. You have this gadol who's a gadol of mitzvahs dvarim. So the mitzvahs dvarim, such as nedarim, asham shiv charufa kedushin, we treat him as a gadol. As it relates to chesaita and chanami, he's going to be treated as a katan. So the gdoyle eshes hakatan is going to be treated as a katan in that regards, and that's why there's not going to be the parasha seita. But either way, let's come full circle. We started off with a yesh oimrim that the mechaber brings a chayshu mishpat simin zayin. The makar is a Yerushalmi. That how old does someone have to be in order to be a dayin? V'yesh oimrim to be ben yud gimel umayla kosher v'afilu lo yehevi shtei Cyrus. And we said it doesn't make any sense. What does 13 without Cyrus mean? Manashach. If you need to be a gadol, you should need to stay Cyrus. Elamai, you don't have to be a gadol. It's totally in your charifus. Then kvar shis, kvar sheva. Then what? What's 13 without stay Cyrus? It's a Rambam shita. That's what 13 without stay Cyrus is. When you're 13, even if you don't have stay Cyrus, you're a gadol. Look, gabi certain things. It's a Rambam in three places: in Hilchas Nedar Perik Yedalev, Hilchas Shkogas Perik Tes, and Hilchas Saita Perik Base. So here you have a Yerushalmi. Maybe that was the Rambam's makar even. Now you have a Yerushalmi that says the same idea that 13 without Cyrus is a level of godless, and that's what the Yerushalmi holds. You don't have to be a full-fledged gadol, but epis a gadol you have to be. What's that shear of mikzas gadol? Where you're a gadol for some things, but you're not a gadol for all things. It's when you turn 13 and you don't have two Cyrus, and this is the first part. The second order, which is a little bit shorter, and that is yesterday, a bit shorter. We mentioned the Noi Debi Yehuda. The Noi Debi Yehuda's fascinating tshuva regarding this idea that a person does not become a bar oinshin, midine shamayim, until he turns 20 years old. So Bezin Shalmata punishes once a person turns 13, but Bezin Shalmaila does not punish until a person turns 20. And the Noi Debi Yehuda said that I've seen people that made the mistake. They think that one day you're going to go up. After 120, you're going to stand in front of the Kisei HaKavod, like the Gemara says, Da less from Shana. We're going to knock out, take 20 off the top. That we're not even looking at the first 20 years. You're going to get a full year. I was a teenager. I was 16 years old. I had hormones. What do you want from my life? Doesn't work that way. That's not the way it's going to be, says the Noi Debi Yehuda. And I've seen people make that mistake. He says, it can't be. And I'll read it to you in sides. Uledaiti loy mistaber shlo yi shum oyne shamayim ala adam koydem esrim shon. Venimtza oylem hefker. Because if that's the case, it's going to be anarchy. Veyirtzach esreyeyu kshlo yi shamayim. People will kill people as long as no one's looking. Veyinaf veyasek kol teyevis Hashem. It can't be. Uledaiti hakavon. So what does it mean? On this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not punish a person if the person is only 16 years old. But a person will be punished for everything he did, even what he did when he was 16. But after a person dies, listen to L'shoymei Hazov Shalom Neidu Behuda. But after a person dies, everything that the person did is going to be shown to him. Everything he did from the time that he became a bardas, even when he reaches the oinas haputas, even those averas that he did from the time he was 6 or 7 years old, as long as he knows that what he's doing is an avera, so when the Rebbe Yehuda concludes his piece, he says, you know what really is going to happen after 120? We're not going to knock out the first 20 years. No, we're going to look at the first 20 years. At what age are we going to start looking at? So I would have thought from bar mitzvah. Says no, that's not what it means. As soon as the child becomes a bar das, once he reaches the inner sapu'uta, at that point, he's going to have to be soivel kefi myself. But when I saw the Rebbe Yehuda, I thought this was a davar chadash. Because ordinarily, the idea of pu'uta is a halacha in hilchis. It's a sugyan chashamishpat, mekcha mekcha chumem kara memka. You're right, he has das. But the Mishnah says in Mesechtes Ovis, ben sholish esrei lemitzvahs. Until you turn 13 years old, you're not obligated to do mitzvahs. So if you're not obligated to do mitzvahs, why do you have to be soivel kafi myself for mitzvahs that you didn't do or averus that you did do before the age of our mitzvah? Shteiton, the Neid of Yehuda, a dover chadash. You see over here that even a katan is going to have to give din v'cheshvin for the averus that he does. The emes is, the Neid Behuda says it's in another place. And I'm going to show you a Neid Behuda l'shitasai, and this is in the Tzlach, in Mesechtes Brachas, Daflam and Aleph Amid Beis. We're all familiar with the story of Shmuel. So Shmuel, his mother was Chana, didn't have children for many, many years. And finally she has a baby, Shmuel, Alanara Zehis Balalti, and she dedicates Shmuel to Avodas HaKodesh. He's going to be in the Beis HaMikdash serving together with Eli. And the Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shmuel Moira Halacha Lufnei Rabbi Haya. Shmuel was a Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. He paskin the Shaila in the presence of his Rebbe. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vayishchatu es hapar, Vayaviu es hanar el Eli. What happened was, I'll skip a little bit, Eli was looking for a Kayin to shecht a carbon. Shmuel sees that Eli is looking for a kohen, so he goes to Eli and he says, "Lama l'chula aduri basa kohen l'mishchat? Why do you need a kohen to do shchita? Shchita bizar, ksheira. You weren't impressed. He knows kasha. Shchita is kasha bizar. Why do you need to find a kohen? I saw the kamei to Eli. So they brought Shmuel in front of Eli. Amalei minolacha. How do you know Shmuel? How do you know that shchita is ksheira bizar? So he told him a whole drasha. He said how he knows it. So he told him back, Meimar shapaka amrit. Shmuel, you're timing very good. Miro, unfortunately, Moira halacha b'fnei rabbecha. You're a Moira halacha b'fnei rab. V'chala Moira halacha b'fnei rabbi chayiv miso. And Shmuel said, Eli said, we're going to have to kill Shmuel. As Yechana, Chana came, v'katsofcha kameh, and she started crying, alanar azez palalti, the rest is history. But the point is that Shmuel was a Moira halacha b'fnei rabbi, and because of that, his Rebbe, Eli, said, Yechayiv Misa. Freak the Mashah, on this Gemara, Chidushi Agav is, that if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, you're going to find out that Shmuel was a katan at the time. If he was a katan, he couldn't have been Chayiv Misa. A katan's not about Reinsen. So if he was a katan, how in the world could Shmuel have contemplated giving him Misa? L'chura, he was a katan. Says the Mashah, a dover neira, in light of everything we said. I'm sorry. But he's not Chayiv Misa B'dei Adam. He's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. And being that he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim is possible even for a Kotter. Now, at first glance, it doesn't make any sense. Misa B'dei Shamayim, you're Chayiv for Kotter, just the opposite. Misa B'dei Adam is 13. Misa B'dei Shamayim is 20. So I was thinking, you know what the Teretz probably is? Masha held like the Chassam Sofer. We mentioned the Chassam Sofer yesterday in the Tshuva Kufnun Hey, that the Chassam Sofer said that when is it true that Hashem doesn't punish until a person turns 20? That's for the Hirasha, like the Daramabel, Sara before Mantaira, the Das Kairach, things that are not Taryag mitzvahs. So Hashem is angry, he's punishing for some more global macro reason. So there, if you're less than 20, you're not going to be included in that punishment. That's where you find this idea. But if someone eats Nevela, for example, no such thing that you're not going to get punished because you're less than 20 years old. So very good. Mashal maybe held the same way. I mean, it's not answering the question really because he's still a katan. That was the point. But either way, bottom line is, As I freak the Marsha, and the Marsha's teretz would seem to be very dark. Zok the Noyde Behuda in Slach, and I'll read it to you inside, that it's true, Shmuel at the time was a katan. However, being that he was a very intelligent katan, how do you know he was an intelligent katan? He just passed in the halacha. He just said that Shechitas Ksher Bazar. Kilav Rithi Roiv Chach Masai, Rohi La Nishai. Being that he was such a chachmi, he deserved the punishment. Avshe katan ain't a baroinchin, even though a katan's not a baroinchin, Zeh, Shechachim Tuva, baroinchin hu lefi chach masai. Says the Noyde Behuda, it's possible to punish a katan if he's intelligent enough that he should have realized that he had no business doing this. You could punish him when he's a god. This is the Noyde Behuda Shitasa. I'm a Noyde Behuda, a diuk in a Noyde Behuda. He literally says it, Masiach Lefi Tumai. He throws in the sugya pautos, the sugya with all its weight, into a nusach that he's using when he talks about how it works once after 120, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish a person kafi maisa from that virus that he did from when he was at the age of Pu'utais. Pu'utais, what does Pu'utais have to do with anything? He's still a katan. The Teretz is the same Noyde Behuda. Noyde Behuda said that Shmuel, who was a katan, being that he was a chacham, being that he understood, he was chayiv miso even for what he did. Just because you're a katan doesn't mean that you're exempt and you don't have to do. It could be, you'll even be punished. It's the Noyde Behuda in his famous tshuva, Yerideya Tinyana Kufsa Mechdalin, and it's in Slach, Mesachtes Brachas, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. But the truth is, and this will be a segue into part three tomorrow, we'll just leave with this little cliffhanger, and that is, there's a Ramah. The Ramah says in Hilchos Shabbos, Eiruch Chaim Simen Shin Mem Gimel. So we have this gewaltige chiddush from the Noyde Behuda, right? No one ever heard it. Let me tell you, Rabba. The cotton she gets off with, a cotton that hit his father, or you over Sharaves, Pekatnusa, you does other verse when he's a cotton, Afopisha in its Sark Shuvah she got. Even though when he becomes a god, he doesn't have to do tshuva, because he was a cotton. He wasn't bar mitzvah yet. Mikamakim, Toivloi, Sheyakabal al Atzmai, Eze Dovel, Tshuva the Kapara. It would be appropriate for him to take upon himself something for a dover tshuva or kapara, afal pisha of our koidim shenasa baronchin. Even though what he did when he was a katan. And at first glance, what's Pashup Shan in this Ramah? If he's a katan, why does he have to do everything? Grosh, Dalsu, Gemara, Mesach, the Sanhedrin, Dachman, Ham, and Days. We've spoken about this Gemara in the past. We'll talk more about it, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. But either way, said, this Chiddush from the Noyde Behuda would seem to possibly be a Mefurish Ramah, and again, a lot more tomorrow.